This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. I feel good. You're checking out my man, Mike Siegel. Hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy, hit it, buddy.
Back in, good to have you with us. We are delighted to have a guest here who will deal with the imminent issue that is certainly the front burner issue today. Who knows what changes, but right now, the death of Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post reporter. By the way, where's Jeff Bezos, his boss, on all of this? Nowhere to be found. Maybe he's doing business with Saudi Arabia, doesn't want to say anything to offend them. Who knows? But anyway, it is great to have with us Matt Brodsky, who is a premier journalist in the field of the Middle East, particularly specializing in Syria, which is a complete toxic situation itself. And I don't know how he does it, but he can unfold that and unlayer it and make it clear. And we're delighted to have him on the program regularly to give us that background. First of all, Matt, nice to talk to you. How are you?
Good. It's good to be back with you.
Yeah, and thank you for being flexible tonight. We changed the hour, and we appreciate that. But I want to get to this. This is, I guess it's good in a way. I just found out, at least I just learned, that the president is now acknowledging that Mr. Khashoggi was, in fact, apparently murdered. He said it looks that way. That's the furthest he's gone in that kind of a statement. But and he said that the punishment would have to be severe, depending, of course, he said we have to see what happens over the next few days. The Secretary of State has given Saudi Arabia a few days more to come up with a final determination on how he was killed and by whom. The Saudis allegedly want to make it an intel person, Aran, I think his name is, Ahmad Aran, and he would take the heat for it. Whether he did it or not is another story. But let's start at with the umbrella question. How big an issue is this in terms of our relations to Saudi Arabia and then the domino effect of relations in the Middle East?
It's big in the short term, but in the long term, it's not going to be a huge issue. Whether, you know, it should be or shouldn't, of course, is a different question. But the fact is, we need Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia needs us for a host of our Middle East policies as they work out. And we do share military and intelligence. That's the basis of our longstanding relationship with them, as well as keeping the oil markets stable for the entire world. So, but in the meantime, we're going to have a reaction. And there's a way that we can do it, which I believe we'll do, in which we basically slap them with some sanctions, but in a manner that doesn't actually affect our overall relations. And I think that's important. We need to be on the side of human rights and that you don't go around with doing this kind of activity. That we need to be very clear about that. And at the same time, we need to bear in mind what our actual interests are in the Middle East and not act emotionally and be reckless, because to go after them and trash our alliance, as the Obama administration people have all been actively writing about and promoting, and the media has been echoing dutifully because they're still part of that echo chamber, they would like nothing more than for us to, of course, just trash that relationship, run back toward Iran, and then back to a disastrous foreign policy that we were on previously.
Yeah, I mean, Claire Lopez at the Center for Security Policy, who had been with the CIA for 25 years, told me on several interviews that we did, and in her view, at least, her analysis, there was no question but that Barack Obama wanted Iran to be the hegemonic leader of the Middle East, and why he kowtowed to Khamenei and the supreme leader, and gave them the $150 billion in the deal, gave away the kitchen sink, gave them $1.5 billion in the middle of the night to get some people released. They did all of that and was not very enamored with Saudi Arabia. Wasn't very enamored with Egypt after Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood guy, left. And al-Sisi came in, a much more moderate fellow. Obama really had a very clear move. We want to defuse the power of Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and others, and increase the power of Iran. Or am I missing something?
Right. No, in the most charitable way of looking at it, which is to say that if one is to not claim that Obama just simply wanted to boost Iran at the expense of all of our allies, then the charitable way, which is even worse, is that in order to then balance out Iran, which he was boosting, he was then supportive of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, because that would act as a natural balancing power, as a Sunni power, to Iran and the Shia power, and then there would be some form of cosmic balance, which is, of course, absolutely foolhardy and ridiculous, but, you know, that's part of what was done. The real disturbing part, though, with this Khashoggi incident here is that the same echo chamber from the Obama administration is still in place, and the media has completely missed and not even asked some very, very key questions about who this character was to begin with. And it's all ties back to, again, John Brennan, our former CIA director. Like, Khashoggi actually had a green card before he had even lived in the United States. No one's asked him why he had this green card, incidentally, because it had to have been given by someone, David Ignatius, who worked with him at the Washington Post. These two, Brennan and David Ignatius, they've been up on MSNBC together. No one there, of course, even tries to ask them that question. Why did he have a green card beforehand to come in if he's someone who is still writing in support of the Muslim Brotherhood and was one of the first journalists we know to, in English in 1988, write about his interviews and take pictures with Osama bin Laden? These are things that the media doesn't even discuss. It's a dereliction of their duty.
You know, it's an interesting point. I mean, I hadn't even thought about this, but the fact is that he was very critical of the Saudi government, Mr. Khashoggi, if I understand correctly, and therefore, why was he so critical? Was he basically carrying the water for the Obama crowd to give greater credence to Iran? Could that be possible?
Well, in part, but it's more local in the Saudi dimension. See, he was basically implanted with bin Laden through a charity in 1988, and wrote two big articles for Arab News, a Saudi-owned newspaper. You don't, in the Middle East, you don't write articles that are published in state-run newspapers unless the state is aware of it. We have to remember, from 1977 until 1 week before 9/11, Prince Turki al-Faisal, he was the head of the intelligence in Saudi Arabia. He, at the end of that, ended up putting this character to be his media spokesman when he was then transferred to be ambassador of the U.S. and the U.K. The reason that's important is because Prince Turki is on the opposite side of the family dynamics than Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who is supposed to be the next king. So there are many layers upon layers in Saudi Arabia and in the United States that could lead one to seriously consider, was Khashoggi actually a asset of Saudi intelligence who had gone wrong, or was he even a asset of the United States as well? Because, again, there's limited reasons for why he would be granted such a prestigious post at the Washington Post and to be given green cards before ever coming here, without being rather important to the United States.
That's a very interesting point. When we come back, we'll get to the question about what would be, if he were a surrogate for the United States or for Saudi intelligence, maybe if he was with Saudi intelligence, maybe he went bad and that's why they did this. But we'll get back on all of those questions and speculation at this point, but it certainly makes it more complex than what it was just thinking this was a bad act. We'll come right back. Mike Siegel in with Matt Brodsky. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I love scooping cat litter. Said no one ever. That's why I have a litter robot. It's an automatic self-cleaning litter box for cats that really works. The litter robot totally eliminates the need for scooping dirty cat litter. No more scooping. Yay! And it really reduces those litter box odors. You wouldn't even know I have cats. Plus, there is always a clean bed of litter. Now I don't have to worry about dirty litter box paws on my kitchen counter. Litter Robot makes it so easy. I don't have to buy any expensive proprietary products. All I have to do is empty the waste drawer when indicated and add clean litter as needed. It's that simple. I really wasn't sure if my cats would use it, but when I saw that the Litter Robot came with a 90-day money-back guarantee, I couldn't wait to try it. And I'm so glad I did, because my cats love their Litter Robot. I wish I would have invested in a Litter Robot years ago. Thank you, Litter Robot. You're a life changer.
Litter Robot is backed by an 18-month warranty and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Order today at LitterRobot.com and get free shipping. LitterRobot.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let's get back to it, folks. We'll get the story behind the story with Matt Brodsky, who has a superb background in the area of the Middle East, particularly with Syria, but he understands the dynamics and has studied and researched and written about much of this, and so we're glad to have him with us. So let's go through the 2 points you made before the break, Matt. Number one, that the speculation, and it's strictly speculation, that he could have been, Khashoggi could have been an operative for the United States, or might have been an intel guy for for Saudi Arabia, who maybe went bad, and they decided they had to get rid of him. Do we have anything on either of those points that would verify any of that?
That's the point, right? These are the questions that one needs to ask John Brennan, again, as CIA director who oversaw this period of time when he got his green card to come in to the United States in 2017. But also, he was the station chief of the CIA in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, from 1996 until 1999. Again, at a time when Prince Turki Al-Faisal was the head of Saudi's intelligence services. So the two of them would have known each other very well. The fact that Prince Turki, after 9/11, used Jamal Khashoggi as his advisor and chief spokesman while in the U.S. and in the U.K., this kind of leads one to credibly say or ask, you know, was Khashoggi considered a implant from the Saudis to Al-Qaeda, basically, at the time, a decade ago? Was he being used by Prince Turki in that regard?
All right, so would he be using him in Al-Qaeda? Wait, let me just ask, would he be using him in Al-Qaeda for the purpose of just information source about Al-Qaeda to get back to the prince? Is that what the purpose would be?
Who knows? But here's what we do know, though, right? We know that he wrote these two articles based on his trip in 1988 to Afghanistan to hang out with Osama bin Laden. We know that Abdullah Azzam, the sheikh who was the co-founder of Al-Qaeda, in April released his article that was about the idea to form Al-Qaeda. We know that in August 1988, so just a few weeks after he published these two articles, was when the actual meeting in Pakistan took place, which created Al-Qaeda as an organization. So it just seems really weird that Khashoggi materializes, you know, out of nowhere in from Saudi Arabia to Afghanistan to hang out with Osama bin Laden and the Mujahideen. And it all happens to be right at this critical juncture when Al-Qaeda is being formed. And so we have to also recall in May 2011, when bin Laden was killed, Khashoggi tweeted basically mourning the loss of bin Laden, not praising him, but mourning the direction that his life took. You know, not truly a savory character, and nothing like this we're hearing at all in the media.
Well, then, you know, then you're right about Brennan, because if Brennan was station chief at the time this all took place, I mean, from 96 to 99, when did Khashoggi get the green card?
Green card was 2017, so all careers, you know, went in separate directions. It's just that Brennan was CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia, 96 to 99. Prince Turki, who was probably operating Khashoggi as an asset, was the head at the same time, but he was the head of the intelligence branch from 77 until 2001. So we have interlapping times in the late 90s, and we have John Brennan, of course, as CIA director, you know, far later on now in 2017, when Khashoggi gets let into the United States with the green card and to write at the Washington Post, where he's writing in support of the Muslim Brotherhood, not as the news keeps saying, which is he was some reformer who believed in democracy. He believed in reform that would lead to the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, that's not how most Americans would define reform. But we've bounced right over that fact. It's not even.
Well, Ben Rhodes and Barack Obama and John Brennan would love that. You know, that would be their cup of tea. That's their sweet spot, as one would say. So they would love what Khashoggi was doing in that regard.
Exactly.
But if he,
and now
but if he, But if he got the green card in 2017, that's during the Trump administration. So what do we know about that?
But Brennan was still on CIA then at the time that he was getting it, and it was processed beforehand, since that's what had to happen. It wasn't under the Trump administration that he was that process took place.
But so are you saying? Are you saying that that Brennan was CIA director when that green card was issued to Khashoggi?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. So in other words, so theoretically, that could be. He knew he was going. I mean, he wasn't going to be in the pleasurable company of Donald Trump, Brennan. So he was. He knew he was going. So this could have been a last act to give this guy access in order to continue carrying out his support for the Muslim Brotherhood in this country, because Brennan has always been an apologist and never would use the word jihadism, for example.
Right.
You know,
and again, he may not have anything to do with it, but even David Ignatius, who's, you know, pretty much runs the Washington Post now, he's on the news networks with John Brennan, especially the whole NBC network. He wrote an article in which he says that friends gave the green card, got a green card for Khashoggi. What friends? Like, all of this could be settled if anyone in the mainstream media decided to ask these guys who are on TV all the time, ask them the question. Maybe they have a good explanation for it. Maybe the explanation is, oh, we don't know why. We just allowed someone who happened to be the leading profiler of bin Laden back in the 80s and a staunch supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood. We thought that it was good to fast track his green card. And so we allowed him in so he could continue writing, you know, pro-Muslim Brotherhood articles in the Washington Post, like he did as late as August 18th of this year, praising the Muslim Brotherhood in the headline. You know, it could just be that. But unless someone who's responsible in the media decides that they're going to ask that question, you know, we don't know.
Well, you know, the only thing I can come up with, of course, the mainstream media won't do it. You're doing it in the media, so that's good. But I don't think it's going to be it's obviously not going to be the mainstream media. But if you got guys like John Bolton, who knows his way around these matters, and he's a tough guy, he'd be one who could be asking the questions. The president wouldn't. He doesn't have the background for it. But his advisors should be able to do that. We'll come right back and pick it up there about where we go from here. Now that we have all these questions and speculation and uncertainty about who Khashoggi really was, now we've still got the question, how does this affect our relations with Saudi Arabia?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Texas Rangers. That name is an inspiration and the recognition of the most respected law enforcement agency in America. Its history and tradition are impeccable and set the platinum standard for honesty, integrity, quality, and competence. Now you can have those same standards in honoring the Rangers by adding clothing items to your wardrobe that are of the highest quality and do honor to the Texas Rangers. Schaefer Outfitters has a full line of Western attire that will be your one-stop shopping location for Western goods. From shirts to pants to jackets, hats, gloves, vests, and other items, you're going to find those items you've been searching for elsewhere. Like me, you no doubt have been disappointed in looking for the best in Western wear. That search, folks, is over. Do what I did. Order toll-free by phone 800-426-2074, 800-426-2074. Order online at AmericanRanchWear.com. You're going to be glad you did.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And in just 19 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs and protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Montana.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, folks. We're covering this situation with Jamal Khashoggi, and we're dealing with somebody who has a superior background in analyzing this factual information about Khashoggi that is very troubling, that most people have not known about, and most of the media are not even talking about as part of the backdrop of all of this. Now, it may come out later, but Matt, the bottom line is that we have to make a decision over the next few days. The report is that an intel officer, I think his name is Ahmad Aran or something like that, is going to be given the blame for this, that he did it.
Right.
And that's that. You know, and that you know, I'm not saying he did it. I'm saying that's what they're going to, he's the fall guy, basically.
Right.
So what do we do? We've got there's a complicated situation because Saudi Arabia is now getting along with Israel and a lot of the other Arab countries, mostly Sunni. You got Egypt, you got Jordan, you got the Gulf states, and Saudi Arabia is right in the middle of that. They've been meeting with Israel secretly for a very long time now, a year or two. So what's your sense of how this plays out because it's such a sensitive situation?
Right. And we have to understand, again, that our relationship with Saudi Arabia is not based on shared values the way our relationship with Israel is, where we look at Israelis and where we think, oh, they're like us. They believe in democracy, free press, capitalism, you know, the type of values we have with Saudi Arabia. It's intelligence and it's primarily military and it's been oil. So to put in line, we have to understand Saudi Arabia accounts for about 18% of U.S. foreign arms sales, about $9 billion worth. So, frankly, we're going to still need to be working with them when we go as we go forward. We import about 800,000 barrels a day of Saudi crude oil, which is about half as what it was a decade ago. But this is important because we know the November 4th deadline when sanctions on Iran's oil come back online, that we've asked Saudi Arabia to boost production, and they've agreed to it so that the oil markets remain stable. These are all things we don't want to see upset. So going forward, what I think we're likely going to see is Trump adopting what the bipartisan movement in Congress is right now, which is to impose part of the global Magnitsky human rights sanctions, which was originally created to deal with Russia's violations, but in which case we would end up putting sanctions on a few individuals within the royal family. They would have to be strong enough, and they would have to be put on people who are high enough in the family that it would send a signal and it would matter. That way, what we're doing is still tied to the human rights, but not tied to everything else that would end up deeply harming our relationship and our, frankly, American interests at this point when it comes to dealing with Iran in this region. That's kind of what I see happening. And in the meantime, these few days right now are designed to come up with a fall guy, or maybe it was, of course, ordered by the Crown Prince himself. Who knows? That's one of those reasons that make one believe maybe the guy was an intelligence asset of Saudi Arabia or the U.S., probably the Saudis, because it makes little sense if you're Saudi Arabia to kill this guy on your enemy's soil, which is to say Turkey and Saudi Arabia do not get along at all. So it's just a weird place to conduct this type of operation if they were meaning to kill him to begin with. But,
yeah, and that's
another part of the mystery.
It is, and it's really not much has been released to this point. I'm not even sure the president has much more about this. Maybe Pompeo got more, but you're right. Turkey's another element of this because it was at the Saudi embassy in Turkey that this took place, and of course that's sovereign territory of Saudi Arabia, so they have a right, I guess, to do what they want to do. But it was in Turkey, and Erdogan gave the president the audio, and that's why the president's now saying that it appears that he was killed. But I want to focus on the complication. If Saudi Arabia is in one way or another working with Israel on a peace plan, and Kushner and David Friedman, the ambassador to Israel for the Trump administration, are putting together a group of Arab countries to come up with a peace plan that they then present to the Palestinians and say, look, You better take this deal because nobody's with you anymore. The Arab countries are walking away from you. If that were to happen, Saudi Arabia is in a huge part of that. And then, of course, is the issue of Saudi Arabia versus Iran. Saudi Arabia is fighting Iran in Yemen and the Houthis there. And so Saudi Arabia is playing an important role to neutralize, in effect, Iran to some degree. And there are other factors in that part of the world regarding Saudi Arabia. So we can't. Ben Rhodes earlier in the day said that the president's being too kind to them and that we should walk away, as you pointed out earlier. And what is he? I'm saying, what is he talking about? I'm looking at the television screen. Are you nuts? I mean, we can't just walk away. There's huge complications involved here for ultimate stability and peace in the Middle East, isn't there, Matt?
Right. What they want, plain and simply, Ben Rhodes and the Team Obama people who have been so vocal in the media is just repeating ad nauseum all the garbage they're talking about. What they want is us to dump the relationship with Saudi Arabia and to go back to Iran, to, you know, get back into the deal that was a disaster that they made. It's just obviously not going to happen at all, but that's clearly their goal. And their other goal is to make this some issue that can be used when it comes to the midterm elections after the huge debacle from the Kavanaugh hearings, which energized Republicans. This issue itself, I don't think, makes a huge difference outside of the Beltway with all of the ins and outs and the intrigue. It's just it's something that that reporters should be getting to the bottom of. And the United States needs to focus very clearly on what our interests are. Okay, if you define our interest as we should not allow this behavior to occur from Saudi Arabia, well, then that's fine. I agree with that. But then you do the kind of sanctions that I'm talking about, the Global Magnitsky Act sanctions. You keep it based on humanitarian aid. When Congress on both sides of the aisle is up in the air about, well, I've never been really happy about the war in Yemen, and it's killing a lot of people, we should stop funding weapon purchases from Saudi Arabia to do that war. Well, okay, number one, as you said, this is going to have a bad effect on us because Yemen is, of course, a proxy war that's being waged by Iran. Not to mention Yemen, it's not just about the Persian Gulf at that point. It's about the Red Sea, which means it's about the Suez Canal, which they could wreak havoc and close down that shipping lane, which is a whole other host of problems. So,
well, that would be an act of war on itself if you close down the Suez Canal. That's an act of
right,
war.
Like it was in the 60s. It was supposed to be in 67 and 73. Exactly.
Yeah, the Gulf of Aqaba was closed down right at that point, and Israel was ready to, when Lyndon Johnson was president, Israel was ready to go after reopening it, and Lyndon Johnson said, wait a couple of weeks, let me work it out, and eventually it didn't work out very well. But anyway, go ahead.
The other point is on the Yemen war, for American politicians to consider, and those who are, quote, humanitarians here, you know, they don't like the war. Okay, well, if your foreign policy, though, is based on keeping America out of wars, and then to not be fighting it ourselves, to do the kind of things that we do in Syria where we have proxies doing the fighting on the ground while we do things from the air, well, then this is what war looks like. Okay, unless you're the United States conducting it yourself or Israel, then you don't really spare civilians.
We'll pick it up right there. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Texas Rangers. That name is an inspiration and the recognition of the most respected law enforcement agency in America. Its history and tradition are impeccable and set the platinum standard for honesty, integrity, quality, and competence. Now you can have those same standards in honoring the Rangers by adding clothing items to your wardrobe that are of the highest quality and do honor to the Texas Rangers. Schaefer Outfitters has a full line of Western attire that will be your one-stop shopping location for Western goods. From shirts to pants to jackets, hats, gloves, vests, and other items, you're going to find those items you've been searching for elsewhere. Like me, you no doubt have been disappointed in looking for the best in Western wear. That search, folks, is over. Do what I did. Order toll-free by phone 800-426-2074, 800-426-2074. Order online at AmericanRanchWear.com. You're going to be glad you did.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
At it, and congratulations to the Boston Red Sox, who just during that break won the American League Championship Series against Houston 4-1. That's pretty overwhelming against a team like Houston. We get back to more serious matters at hand about the Jamal Khashoggi situation. Matt, I was thinking during the break that if, based on what you described about this fellow, that he was a Muslim Brotherhood advocate. He was in contact with bin Laden earlier on. He was involved in all of these intricacies, did puff pieces, favorable pieces about in his journalistic writing about the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm just wondering whether if the Saudis did take him out for reasons related to maybe their national security with him. Why wouldn't they want to bring all of this out? Because obviously if what you just said, the facts that you just presented, if they lead to a certain conclusion, wouldn't the Saudis want that known publicly about this guy?
Yeah, you would think if they were willing to release what type of things Khashoggi knew if he was an asset, okay. In the meantime, I'm sure the decision has to be made whether the Crown Prince is going to say, you know, I did this, whoops, sorry, my bad, or whether they're, as you're saying, going to be pinning it on some other person who did it. You know, it could very well be just that it was a botched operation. That could be the truth. It could have been that he was supposed to just bring him back. I think the big problem with all of this is that when it comes to actual facts that we know, we actually know nothing. What we've heard so far that's been reported, even in the Western media, has all come from Turkish, which is basically state-controlled media, and has come from Al Jazeera and Qatari-controlled media, both who are vehement enemies of Saudi Arabia and who are essentially have their own axe to grind by leaking this information. No one has actually seen this information. Pompeo, our Secretary of State, was asked about it after meeting in Saudi Arabia, and he just stone-faced said, we're waiting until the investigation is over. So we don't know right now what exists as far as evidence is concerned, because even Trump earlier today was saying, I've asked to see the video and to hear the audio if it exists. Okay, we don't know if it exists. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But in the meantime, right, anything can be happening in these 3 days. In which case it looks like Saudi Arabia is guilty of what? We may never know. Who's going to take the fall? Maybe that will just be, you know, the fall guy. Maybe it was ordered from the top. I doubt that we will ever know, but it's very clear that this guy, just as a journalist doing all of these, you know, whatever his background was, writing against the royal family and its slow pace of reforms, does not seem to be enough to kill him on your enemy's soil, which could create precisely this type of outcome, which is unthinkably horrible, even from Saudi Arabia's perspective.
Well, the only
we need to know.
Well, the only thing, you're right, and we're speculating here, but you're raising things that were not being raised. They should at least be raised and either discounted or reinforced and supported one way or the other. But be that as it may, if he were writing negative things about the royal family, that might not, certainly would not be enough for any normal person to kill somebody. I mean, they don't have free speech, but we believe in free speech. But maybe there was, they knew that there was more that this guy intended to do to disrupt the royal family, and therefore disrupt what? Saudi Arabia, and therefore maybe, and you know, this is very speculative, but maybe give Iran a foothold into Saudi Arabia in some way. Could that be?
I mean, I see it less likely that he would be working on behalf of Iran, seeing as though he was so in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. But yeah, he could have. But as to the point of whether he had more in the works that he was planning to do, could spill secrets, was planning on writing even worse articles, you know, this is that could very well be, and it could be enough to spark that kind of reaction, unfortunately, from the Saudi royals. I mean, okay, they allow, as part of their reforms, women to drive, but at the same time, they arrested women for protesting, not being able to drive. These are things that, to us here in the United States and anywhere in the West, that doesn't seem to make sense. We know that the reforms that are being pursued by the Crown Prince are happening unevenly. So it's difficult for us to gauge, okay, the guy seems like he's writing bad things. Is that enough to try to kill him in this manner? To us, that's like, of course not. But
well, you know, maybe. But the thing is, maybe if you want to have him get, look, I have no knowledge of this, but I assume that the CIA has had to do similar things over the years with informants or sources the CIA has had, because they became all of a sudden a danger, or it was found out that they were basically a traitor or a double spy, two ways, so to speak. So the same type of thing might have happened, but it happens very quietly. This couldn't be quiet because it was happening in another country. So that's why it's puzzling that if Saudi Arabia really wanted to get rid of this guy, they would have done it on Saudi territory and made sure he got lost inside of Saudi Arabia next time he was there, rather than doing it in Turkey, as you said, their bitter enemy, even though it's their own sovereign territory at the embassy, but doing it in a place where they're not going to get much support, because Erdogan has no love lost for the Saudi monarchy.
Right. Turkey's against them. We know Turkey's a Muslim Brotherhood supporter. So is Khashoggi. We have heard that the reason he was visited, he went to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, well, had to do something about a marriage license or something to do with his fiance. No one's asked the questions, well, wait, why didn't you go to the Saudi consulate in Washington, D.C., since you have a green card and you live in the United States? It seems less likely that such a event would occur here. Again, no one's asked that kind of question. It's just, it's all rather puzzling. And I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of it unless the media does its job by asking these type of questions, you know, which should be easily put to rest, with the case, of course, being that if this has to do with him being an intelligence asset for one country or another, we'll never know. What I do know, though, is that for the United States to calibrate its response correctly makes sense to do the Magnitsky type of sanctions, number one. And number two, we should also calibrate it looking at what happens when another country does this. Look at Russia. They used chemical weapons to kill former spies in London, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this
yep.
is in an allies' capital, Russia, who I consider to be an enemy. They're an enemy of the United States in the way that they act around the world. So our response should be stronger to them than to someone who is an ally, Saudi Arabia. You know, there are many ways to look at how the U.S. should act in response, because the question that few people also ask, which I was asked yesterday, is what is it about the United States that we need to have a response? He wasn't a United States citizen. It was a foreign country that did something in a different foreign country's soil. So why is everyone asking what the United States is going to do about it, as opposed to Britain or France or Timbuktu, for that matter? Like, what, this is our problem all of a sudden, just because we're allies?
Okay. We're the most powerful nation in the world, and you know everybody turns to what the United States is going to do. That's why the Trump administration policies have been so disruptive to the European Union, to NATO, to NAFTA, to the Korea agreement. I mean, in other words, even in the Middle East, the embassy is now in Jerusalem, and we have downgraded the Palestinian consulate. So, you know, we're looked at as very important in that part of the world. We're going to wrap it up. We've got 30 seconds. What do you think is going to happen?
I think we'll do the Magnitsky sanctions. I think that this will blow over in a period of time, and we will keep Saudi Arabia in the coalition and keep going toward isolating Iran. I think that's very important. I think the next hotspot that no one's really had the time to take a look at is what's happening in Gaza. That's heating up more. Egypt's getting involved, and there may end up being an Israeli incursion in there. Time will tell, but this continues to unfold, and especially every Friday.
Matt, we're going to talk to you again soon about that. I appreciate your time always. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Take good care.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.